Hello, my name is Chris, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Fresno County. I am not selling anything, and I will not ask you for a donation. May I speak with Salvador Ledesma?
Yeah, ma'am.
Thank you very much. And first of all, are you registered to vote in Fresno County?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, on March 5th of this year, California will hold a primary election to nominate candidates for president, Congress, and the California State Legislature. The election for county offices will also be on the March primary ballot. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that of your voting in the March primary? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote? 50-50. 50-50, thank you. And in presidential primary elections, some people vote for president and state offices, but keep voting for city and county offices. When you vote in the March primary election, what are the chances of your voting in for local offices like the Fresno County Board of Supervisors? Are you almost certain to vote for those offices? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or you think you will not vote on for those offices?
Probably.
Thank you very much. Just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, in what year were you born?
79.
Thank you very much. And are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you, or I'm sorry, or is it you or a household member?
Me.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
Hispanic or Latino.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Fresno County are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off on the wrong track?
They're going in the right direction.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of concerns that many people have about living in Fresno County. Please tell me which one of these concerns is the most important for you in deciding your vote for Fresno County Supervisor. Homelessness, jobs and wages, housing affordability, inflation and cost of living, public safety and crime, water policy, parental rights in education, or public infrastructure like roads and bridges?
Crime.
Which one?
Crime.
Oh, crime. Okay. Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please just let me know. The first one is Paul Dictos.
Unfavorable.
Is it somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. What about Gary Bredefeld?
Favorable.
Is it somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about Donald Trump?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. What about Steve Brundle?
I don't think I have an opinion.
Okay, that's fine. The next one is Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Is it somewhat or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And the last one for this session is Gavin Newsom.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the March primary election, if the primary election for Fresno County Board of Supervisors in your district were held today and the candidates were Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor recorded Bryce Herrera, Gary Bredefeld, businessman and County Theater member, Council member, I'm sorry, Dion Verdes, and Steve Brundle, County Supervisor and businessman. For whom would you vote? Paul Dicto, Bryce Herrera, Gary Bredefeld. Bredefeld, thank you. And how certain are you that you would vote for Gary Bredefeld, businessman, council member? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Thank you. And how would you rate the job being done by Gary Bredefeld as a Fresno City Council member? Would you rate it as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. And how would you rate the job being done by Steve Brundle as County Supervisor? Would you rate him as excellent, good, just fair, or good, or poor? I'm sorry.
Good.
Good. Thank you. Now, thinking again about the March primary, I'm going to read you some descriptions of a candidate for Fresno County Supervisor. For each, please tell me if you would be more or less likely to vote for this kind of candidate. The first one is a candidate who voted for to double the trash collection fee for Fresno residents. Would that make you much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely to vote for this kind of candidate?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. What about a candidate who has led the effort to remove pornographic materials from the county library?
Probably less likely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. The next one is a candidate who will bring more affordable, high-density housing options to North Fresno, such as apartment buildings and condos.
Likely.
Is it much more likely or just somewhat?
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat. A candidate who will hold the line on local taxes and fees.
Somewhat likely.
Somewhat more likely?
More likely, yeah.
Thank you. And what about a candidate who served in the military and works as a medical professional at the Fresno VA?
More likely. Somewhat more likely.
Much more. Someone. Thank you. What about a candidate who is 80 years old?
That doesn't matter.
Okay. But if you had to choose from the options, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely?
I guess more likely.
Somewhat more likely?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you. Then a candidate who will work to make Fresno County more business friendly with fewer regulations and lower business taxes.
More likely. No. Yeah, more likely.
Much more or just somewhat?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you. And finally, for this section, a candidate who is a Democrat.
I don't care. So more of the...
So would that be...
So somewhat more likely.
Somewhat more likely. Thank you. Next, I am going to... and before we continue, I just want to thank you for your time. We still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost there. Next, I'm going to read you statements about three of the candidates for county supervisor, and after each one, please tell me if there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for that candidate. The first one is Gary Bredefeld currently serves on the Fresno City Council, where he fought against the masking mandates and business shutdowns during the pandemic. He is running for county supervisor as a MAGA Republican to defend our rights and freedoms, protect taxpayers, and to stand up for law enforcement and our military. Bredefeld will fight for honesty and transparency in government, and he will ensure our rights and concerns are listened to and respected. After hearing this information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for Gary Bredefeld for county supervisor?
Fair chance.
Fair chance. Thank you. Now we have Paul Dictos, who currently serves as the Fresno County Assessor Recorder. He is running for county supervisor to be an independent voice and taxpayer advocate. As a CPA, he has the experience to root out inefficient and wasteful spending and close the county's $14 million deficit. Dictos will also work to reduce the homeless population, increase affordable housing, fight crime, create jobs, and provide high-quality services to the public. After hearing this information, would you say there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for Paul Dictos for county supervisor?
No chance.
No chance. Thank you. The last one is Steve Brandeau, currently serves as county supervisor, where he has supported local businesses, cut red tape, and lower taxes. Brandeau has defended North Fresno from high-density zoning and fought to keep our tax dollars invested in our neighborhoods. Brandeau is a MAGA Republican who has led efforts to remove pornographic material from the county library. If reelected, he will continue to protect our families and quality of life. After hearing this information, would you say that there is a good chance, a fair chance, a small chance, or no chance you would vote for Steve Brandeau for county supervisor?
Fair chance.
Thank you very much. And after hearing all this information, if the primary election for Fresno County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Paul Dictos, CPA and County Assessor Recorder, Bryce Herrera, Gary Bredefeld, businessman and City Council member, Dion Bordes, and Steve Brandeau, County Supervisor and businessman, for whom would you vote?
Brandeau or Bredefeld?
We can only choose one. So which one is the first one that you would
probably
go for?
Bredefeld.
Bredefeld. Thank you. And finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Neither.
Okay, thank you. And how would you say other or independent?
Other.
Thank you. And do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party?
It depends on the issue.
And how should I record it? Because the options that we have is closer to Republicans or closer to Democrats.
If we're talking about social issues, I'm more liberal. But if we're talking about economic issues, I'm more Republican. So I guess let's just go more liberal.
Closer to Democrats.
Yes, there you go.
And in, thinking in political terms, funny you said that, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate, thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
One more time?
Yes, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
College. Thank you very much. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family? Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful night. Thank you.